Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of the journalist Ida Tarbell, born in Hatch Hollow, Pennsylvania, 1857. She was working for McClure's magazine, which assigned her to write an expose about John D. Rockefeller's company, Standard Oil. Ida Tarbell's father had owned an oil refinery. He'd been driven out of business by Standard Oil. Ida Tarbell had grown up listening to him complain about the company, so she spent 2 years investigating, and her friend Mark Twain put her in touch with a company insider named Henry Rogers, who gave her evidence that Standard Oil was colluding with railroad companies to drive smaller refineries out of business. She collected her articles in a book, The History of the Standard Oil Company, came out in 1904, and the federal government began an antitrust prosecution, and the breakup of the company was finally decided in 1911 by the Supreme Court. It was the first time that a journalist had ever brought down a major American corporation. It's the birthday of the playwright Sam Shepard, born in Fort Sheridan, Illinois, 1943, whose first big success was his play Buried Child. His play Kicking a Dead Horse premiered in Dublin last March. It was on this day in 1930, a Swedish newspaper reporter called up Sinclair Lewis to tell him that he had won the Nobel Prize for Literature. And it's the birthday of the historian Will Durant, born in North Adams, Massachusetts, 1885, who, along with his wife, wrote an 11-volume history of the human race called The Story of Civilization. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bass, Gate C-22. At Gate C-22 in the Portland airport, a man in a broad-band leather hat kissed a woman arriving from Orange County. They kissed and kissed and kissed, long after the other passengers clicked the handles of their carry-ons and wheeled briskly toward short-term parking. The couple stood there, arms wrapped around each other, like he just staggered off the boat at Ellis Island, like she'd been released at last from ICU, snapped out of a coma, survived bone cancer, made it down from Annapurna in only the clothes she was wearing. Neither of them was young. His beard was gray. She carried a few extra pounds you could imagine her saying she had to lose. But they kissed, lavish kisses like the ocean in the early morning, the way it gathers and swells, sucking each rock under, swallowing it again and again. We were all watching, passengers waiting for the delayed flight to San Jose, the stewardesses, the pilots, the aproned woman icing Cinnabons, the man selling sunglasses. We couldn't look away. We could taste the kisses crushed in our mouths. But the best part was his face when he drew back and looked at her, his smile soft with wonder, almost as though he were a mother still open from giving birth, as your mother must have looked at you, no matter what happened after, if she beat you or left you or you're lonely now. You once lay there, the vernix not yet wiped off, and someone gazed at you as if you were the first sunrise seen from the earth. The whole wing of the airport hushed, all of us trying to slip into that woman's middle-aged body, her plaid Bermuda shorts, sleeveless blouse, glasses, little gold hoop earrings, tilting our heads up. A poem by Ellen Bass, Gate C-22, from her collection The Human Line, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.